So glad you're with us Monday through Friday from 6 till 9, and we enjoy spending the time with you as we head into the weekend on this Friday, May 20th. Well, here we go again, and it's so annoying to know there are scammers out there taking advantage of so many of us. The scam artists, in fact, working overtime to get your money. And there's a new scam making the rounds. Someone calls and says, someone has charged your Amazon account for thousands of dollars. Our WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports you could add this one, this scam, to the sad and unfortunate baby formula scam, the CBD scam that is milking, good use of milking language in that, Marie, milking thousands of victims of their hard-earned money. But tell me this, what happens here? What in the world can they call and tell you when they're trying to make you believe that your Amazon account has been charged for thousands of dollars? Walk us through this, Marie.
I will. And I think the key to the Amazon scam, Paul, is that the crooks are really aggressive. So two women, one in Oakland County and one in Genesee County, were taken for thousands of dollars after somebody called them and told them that someone else had opened an Amazon account in their name, used their social security numbers. Susan Tompour of the Free Press spoke to these two women, and both said the person on the phone sounded first very authoritative. The call starts out about Amazon, but then it'll shift to money laundering claims and other things. One woman went to the bank and withdrew thousands of dollars. The other victim had another twist in her case.
The woman in Flint was told to go to a Bitcoin ATM, and they knew where that ATM was. They sent her to a gas station. She's putting on, you know, taking out 4,000. I think she took out 4,500 out of her savings.
Now, she says the key here is that the Amazon calls have a ring of authority. They pressure the victim relentlessly, even turning the phone over to, quote, a government representative, which, of course, is another con man.
Wow.
So they tell the victims one other thing. They tell them, don't tell anyone. And that should be a red flag as well.
Wow.
The IRS is not going to tell you, do not call anybody about this. You know, banking you know, Troy Police Department or some other police department that, you know, you'd be dealing with isn't going to say, don't call your relatives. That's not a sign that they're a legitimate authority.
And so you can add this to scammers making calls and sending texts or emails, pretending to be from Amazon. Do not click on the links. Don't answer calls or engage in conversations. And Susan has another important warning.
The Better Business Bureau has put out an alert saying to be extra cautious about what you're seeing on social media. If somebody suddenly has formula, the scammers know to chase the headlines, if you will, and play up some of their scams.
And Paul, I've personally seen the PayPal scam.
Oh.
It came right into my email and into my phone.
What happened?
It looks very official. Well, I get a notice. This one was an email, and it looked exactly like the emails that I get from PayPal. Like if I pay something and they'll send you like a little receipt, it looks exactly the same. And it was for a charge that I didn't make. And I thought, wait a minute, I didn't buy that. So I start looking at it. And then I thought, oh, this has got to be a scam. And sure enough, I ended up looking in my trash in the junk mail, and there were a bunch of them in there that had been filtered out. So be careful. Don't click on any links. Don't answer the call if you don't recognize the number, although these crooks are getting very good at spoofing numbers. So if you just don't recognize that number, even if it's from your area code, don't answer it.
Here's
if it's somebody important, they'll leave a message.
Who would have ever guessed how lucky I am to be social media technically limited in my scope? When somebody contacts me and says, well, there's a situation with your PayPal account, I say, oh, that's funny. I don't have a PayPal account, pal.
A lot of people, well, one of the victims here, by the way, one of these victims.
I don't even use Apple Money Card, and I want Apple to stop telling me with my new phone, you haven't completely set your phone up yet because you haven't put in Apple Pay. I'm never going to put in Apple Pay, just so you know. Okay.
I live with someone just like you.
Well, I like John. I've always liked John. I had no idea how sensible he was.
You know what? These are conveniences that people use. You've just got to be careful. And let me just tell you,
these are conveniences that just open you up to one more scandalous scam.
Yeah, but we could be on horseback if we had thought like that back at the turn of the century.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be a bad idea to still be on horseback. I don't know. Let me think about that.
You would be the one. I'm not getting on that horseless carriage.
I like horses. Anyway.
I just quickly wanted to tell you that one of the women involved in this Amazon scam that was taken was an elderly woman, but she did not have an Amazon account. But this person convinced her that somebody had opened an account in her name. Opened it. Took her identity. And you need to straighten this out. You need to put money here so that we can figure this out.
One day there'll be a button next to our phone, and when it's a scammer, we'll press the button, and it will send an electric shock to that
person
trying to scam us from around the world.
Yeah. Good.
How satisfying would that be? Oh, really? I have a problem with my PayPal, and oh, I have to send you $500? Okay, hang on 1 second. Then you leave. You hang up the phone and have a nice day. It's WJR at 6:58.